Positioning is not for you. That is what I hear from my clients. Positioning is for the big guys, large businesses with enormous marketing budgets. That's what they say. I don't believe a word of that. Positioning is a must for every single entrepreneur. Make sure you do it well. I never used to do anything about positioning, not deliberately anyway, not in the days of my translation agency. Still, I did happen to have some positioning, that as an expert in the field of architectural and construction translations. Well, as it happens, that was true. And this was a lucky thing for me, really, as I had done absolutely nothing to build that positioning. Later, I still received weekly requests for translation work up to 3 years after I had dissolved the translation agency. So again, in my new training business about blogging and content writing for entrepreneurs, I hadn't consciously and deliberately positioned my new business. That proved to be a nuisance for years, for me and my business. The insights I gained from that, I'm sharing with you now. I'd love you to learn by my mistakes. Positioning is a must. Without positioning, you are just one of many entrepreneurs. And then your positioning is determined for you. Not by you, but by others. By people who don't know you, and whom you don't know either. By people who see you in a way that you have no clue about. That is how they determine your positioning. Based on what they think about you, and what they think is that you do, and even on what they think you are doing wrong. That is a type of positioning that can be very damaging for you and for your business. The type of positioning you must prevent at all cost before the damage done becomes irreparable. Framing with your blog. Your blog is the best place to actively position yourself, not only with your clients, but specifically with your fans, readers and prospects. Your blog allows you to reflect on your current positioning by what you read in the comments your readers leave on your posts. Your blog is your personal and therefore unique social media platform run by you. So you can frame your positioning with your blog, as your blog is then a marketing tool framing what people would be thinking and saying about you without anybody noticing. The reason is that you make yourself visible in a unique way. You're starting up conversations on your blog with your clients, fans, and readers. They will see what you show them naturally, expertly, and uniquely. Framing, however, can be done in many ways. And I will describe here the four types I'm using as part of my blogging. Framing with words. Use words your clients, fans, and readers use, particularly words that are emotionally charged. Words you're also using to address your target audience. Ensure you choose those words consciously and deliberately, and limit yourself to words you value yourself. My consciously chosen vocabulary includes words like frustration, value, connection, congruence, emotion, fear, liberation, consciously, pain, challenge, unique, and authentic. Framing with loss. Always mention the problem in your blog post, what the reader has to lose by not knowing, embracing, using, and implementing your solution, tips, approach, and expert knowledge, and instead letting their current situation continue to exist. I have written about your clients' problems before and how important those problems are. These are also very important for framing. Only when your reader knows why change is wanted and required, he or she will begin to pay more attention to what you're saying. In the process, you are also showing brilliantly how well you know your target audience and what is bothering them. This goes beyond you being regarding the expert. They will now also see why that is the case. Framing with benefits. By framing with loss, you're enhancing and increasing the value of framing with benefits. Describe what the benefits are for your readers, including the benefits of the benefits. If you wish to lose weight, you may want to do this in order to shed pounds and experience more vitality. But the benefit of that benefit may well be that your walking holidays with your family, with your children, become much more fun and doable. So here too, be very conscious of the words you're choosing to use. You have already illustrated to your readers that you understand them, and by adding this, you are nourishing the trust they have in being in good hands with you. Framing with style. Always remain true to yourself. Your style is your style, and this is an essential part of your positioning. Do you use storytelling in your work? Then also do that on your blog. Are you great with visualizations? Then show those on your blog. Do you give your clients systemizing tools? Then also offer systemizing tools on your blog. Positioning is for you, without a doubt. Mention your style, your strong suits, your unique approach, always and everywhere. That will position you in a unique, congruent, consistent and natural way. And consciously enjoy it too. You are, after all, unique, and you know what you're worth. You can and you should share that. So, I'm curious now, what do you think about positioning? Please do share that in your comment on this blog post. Position yourself and inspire others.